جهان ما ضبط صوت بزرگی است که صدای ما را هر کلمه‌ای که از آن صادر شود.
The world we live in is a large recording apparatus which records our voice. Every word of it.
One of the most outstanding features about him is that he cared for the humanity, and he mentioned this all the time and said لأجل الإنسان, because of the humanity.
Well, within the social activities we can count one of his greatest thing that he started when he went back to Lebanon, and that was the dialogues between the different religions and تقريب المذاهب. And that's how we see, like, he was very close to the youth as well, because he used to visit the church as well and the different school of
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum to you dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm Atta, the host of this program. The teacher is an analysis on the thoughts and works of the most outstanding Muslim thinkers, scholars, and philosophers all across the nation of Islam. And with me in the studio are two guest speakers, two experts from the Islamic House of Qom, to elaborate on the thoughts and works of Imam Musa Saad, one of such scholars. Dr. Murtaza Azadeh, assalamu alaikum brother, and welcome to this show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. I'm glad to be here.
You're welcome. And Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi, assalamu alaikum brother, and welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
You're welcome. So in this new series of the program, The Teacher, we are mainly concerned with the thoughts and most outstanding elaborations and opinions of outstanding Muslim thinkers. After Shahid Murtaza Mutahari, we are discussing the thoughts and works of one of the other outstanding Muslim Shia scholars, that is Sayyid Musa al-Saad, mainly known as Imam Musa al-Saad, a Lebanese-Iranian cleric and philosopher, who was very much famous for his open-mindedness. He was disappeared in Libya in 1978. If he is alive, may Allah give him health, and he passed away, may he rest in peace. It is still not clear, even in the news, that from 1978, where this great outstanding scholar is living. Sayyid Musa al-Saad was famous for giving outstanding lectures, and most of his audience were the average youth of Lebanon and Iran. He was famous for giving lectures in both the Arabic language and the Persian language. So for today's discussion, we want to listen to one of his Farsi audio file along with the English translation, and then we'll get to the elaboration by the scholars over here. Let's listen to that and we'll be back.
بهره بردن از زیبایی‌های زندگی، بهره بردن از نعمت‌های الهی به طور معقول و منطقی.
Enjoying the beauties of life and the divine blessings in a reasonable manner not only are allowed but also desired by God, as we have received from the traditions of the infallible Imams. So it is possible to move in a way where human's body enjoys, and his soul is happy, and his moods and thoughts are calm, and at the same time his self is satisfied. What good would it do those who ignore a great part of them, their instinct and natural spirit for finding God, or get drawn in their lusts and pleasure, or even retire from society and communicative life? One should educate, become a socialized person, and still remain a religious person. All these gather and unify. All will establish a single path.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, The Teacher. What you listened to was Imam Musa Saad, the Farsi audio file, along with the English translation. So, Dr. Azadeh, let's start with you for this episode, brother. This religion for life also is misunderstood, brother, sometimes. Because we find some of the religious people who are spending on the way of Allah, but they get to excessive use of, we can say, the money and the materials around them. And they think because they are spending for the religion of Allah, so they find salvation in this world. This is also, I mean, this religion for life is also might be misunderstood by some of the Muslims. Isn't it true, brother?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yeah, misunderstandings can happen for anyone, spending the gifts that God has given you in an improper way can happen for every person, regardless of their faith, if they do not have a proper understanding of the wisdom behind these gifts.
I know, but sometimes the people do not give it religious color. I mean, sometimes our expenditure and spending of the money and the charity that we are given are considered in the religious framework, okay?
You mean they are not giving it a religious, or they are giving?
They are. They are giving it a religious framework, but at the same time, it seems that it is not the proper way.
You know, in many cases, the problem is something else. People know that they are doing right. In rare cases, or in most cases, people may really be misunderstanding. But in most cases, those people who are doing that type of things, they know that they are wrong, but they are using religion as a means to justify their wrongdoings. And that is even worse than those people who are doing these things without the name of the religion. Okay. Because if you are exploiting religion in order to justify your wrongdoings, that is even a worse crime.
A worse crime than those people who do not
believe
in religion?
Absolutely, because you are actually deviating or defacing religion for your own benefit. And this is much worse. So we have those people whom their ultimate desire is this world, and the only thing that they care about is having a fancy, extravagant life for themselves.
Yes.
They don't care about the spirituality or good life. But still, because they are living in a religious society or community, or because they are being somehow blamed by they feel guilty because they feel guilty and they know that they are right. They use the name of religion in order to justify themselves, or in order to calm themselves down.
Yeah.
And but at the end of the day, if they refer back to their own, if they reflect on it, they know that they are doing something which is not proper.
Yeah, I mean, the religion sometimes, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, is decorated with the money that is taken out of the religion itself. I could vividly remember when this tower was going to be built in the Saudi Arabia, just right across from the Holy House of the Kaaba.
Right.
And the pictures were out.
Crown Tower.
Yeah.
The King's Tower.
The King's Tower, okay? So the main question was that when this simple cube is going to attract the people, so what is this tower doing over here?
Yeah.
I mean, spending the money that is taken out of the religion, but not for the religion, but for materialistic usage. This is not only, limited to, Saudi Arabia. We could see it in other Muslim lands that unfortunately this, a luxurious lifestyle is getting into. And luxurious lifestyle sometimes when you give it the religious color.
Exactly.
And religious decoration, it becomes very much dangerous. It becomes very much dangerous.
Exactly.
Because the people that are doing there, for sure, they are not doing it for the sake of religion. And the people who are attracted to it are not, for sure, attracted for the sake of religion, but for the money that is around it. Do you have any criticism on that, brother?
Well, obviously, it is said, al-amr bayn al-amrayn.
Okay.
You need to choose the medium way, the mediative way.
The moderate way.
We have a verse in the Quran, even regarding what we spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is known as infaq. And Allah is talking about those people who does infaq, who spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who does charity. Who are they? Allah says in chapter Furqan, verse 67, that وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُصْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْطُرُوا وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. Which means that those who basically spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or does charity, they neither waste, like they spend a lot of the money into the charity, nor they keep like a lot and spend some of the money. But وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. But surely they are basically, and the just means is ever between these two. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clearly saying this into the Quran as well, that a mu'min, a believer, is the one who choose the middle way, the moderate way, not going to the extreme and not being like, not even spending even a penny this cause.
Yes.
The things that we see in the religion is because that we have this hadith as well in the Nahjul Balagha. Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam has also mentioned about this, that the people, they live their life without the religion. And then in order to show that they're religious, for example, mm-hmm. or they're the Muslims or religious, they add religion up to the amount of the salt that we add in our food.
That is a spice.
Yeah, the spice, okay. In order to have some taste of the religion.
But we know that the religion is the food itself, not the spice.
The religion is actually food.
Okay.
And then this entertainment should be up to the amount of the spice or the salt that we should have.
Nice distinction that there is religion as the food or the spice of the life.
Exactly. But it's the other way around.
Okay.
And the problem is, for example, if I can give example, like our youth or the people in the West, usually they go to the parties. They do not, for example, do hijab, or for the boys even, they do not have their own hijab as well. Obviously, the man should have the veil of
haya,
the eyes,
haya and that's all those. Right. The chastity, that's
the
right.
The chastity and everything. We don't see these things in the youth.
Okay.
But on the other side, in order to show that they are religious and they're Muslims, they just pray. Or, for example, they fast in the month of Ramadan.
Mm-hmm.
In order to just show that they're also religious. For example, whenever it comes to the ladies, all the boys, they say, like, hijab is wajib on the ladies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah? It's on the others, basically. We try to apply religion on others, not ourselves.
Oh, very good. Very good.
That's another issue.
Very good case.
That whenever you try to apply things on the others and you think that religion is something for others, not ourselves.
That's right.
Not me. That's the problem where we see these things are happening. And if we today see, like, for example, these two towers that you said next to the Kaaba, the people go to the Kaaba in order to get near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
And obviously, they don't have these worldly desires. They're not after worldly desires when they go to the Kaaba.
If it was so, Prophet Muhammad did not break the idols, brother.
The Prophet himself was against this system of kings and the
idolatry. King system, monarchy system.
The monetary system.
Yes.
Obviously, he was against it.
Yes.
And the system that has been introduced by the Islam and the Quran is the system of Imam and Ummah. It's the system of leader and the nation. The followers of a leader.
Yes.
And this leader should be living according to the standards that a medium or the lower people that they're living. And that's what we see in the life of the Prophet as well. That the Prophet's lifestyle, his house, his clothes, and Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam was according to the lower level of the people.
Thank you very much, Sayyid Mosanawi. Dr. Zazadeh, anything to add, brother?
I just wanted to mention just one very short thing about what you said about the reason behind these things.
Yes.
You know, doing something bad and giving it a good name, just like coloring it with the name of religion or any other good thing, is a type of hypocrisy. And, you know, it is much worse than doing something bad without trying to color it with something good. And this is why hypocrisy is much worse than unbelief. In the Quran, hypocrites have been given the harshest, warnings. And they will be punished in the worst possible way on the Day of Judgment, because not only they are doing the bad thing, but also they are defacing the religion, and they are the religion of God. And they have a much worse influence on the minds of other people about the religion of God.
Okay.
And this is what makes it even worse, because there may be some people who really want to know the truth and they want to follow the religion of God. But when they see that some people who are being called religious, Muslims or whatever, they are having those types of lifestyles that everyone knows that these are not proper, they will be misguided.
Then they will rely on the other sources.
They will be misguided. And this misguidance and actually misleading people will be written on the shoulders of those people who are doing those things. And so the danger and the risk of those people who are doing these things is much worse than even unfaithful people.
So according to Imam Musa Asad, religion of Islam is for life, but not getting to the extremes or being excessive or mask, we can't say, the consumption of all the resources around us. So we are doing, and sometimes I think that we are spending this world, you know, and we want to get to the end of this world in order to finish it and get to the other world sooner, so that what's happening over there. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps his blessings and na'amat and all his mercies in this world, but in the proper moderate way.
Absolutely.
As you both, dear experts, believe in that. Thank you very much, Dr. Rezazadeh.
You're very welcome.
Very nice elaboration. Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi, thank you very much. And dear listeners of iRab English Radio, thank you very much again for listening to this episode of the program, The Teacher. Please visit our website, parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Also our YouTube page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanillah.